keep updated.
All you need to know in 60 minutes.
This is the Midday Report with Mandy Wiener
on 702.
In court today, that private prosecution brought by former President Jacob Zuma against prosecutor Billy Downer and journalist Karen Maughan. That case very short today. It was postponed until August, pending the outcome of an application to set aside the summons, which will be heard in March 2023. That's in March this year, next month. Always jarring to see a colleague in the dock when there is a private prosecution like this. Bernadette Wicks is watching this one for us. Bernadette, to talk us through what happened today.
Sure, Mandy. So as you mentioned, Karen Maughan and Billy Downer made a very, very, very brief appearance in the dock. And the case was just postponed until August. And that's for the outcome of those review applications that you mentioned that Downer and Karen Maughan have both launched, challenging the summons as they were served with. Those review applications are expected to be heard next month. And obviously the court needs the outcome thereof before it can really proceed with the matter. So the next step will be the hearing of those review applications next month.
And what is the argument that's being heard in that matter?
Sure. So essentially, it's probably worth stepping back a bit and looking at exactly what Zuma has accused Downer and Karen Maughan of. He's accused Downer of two counts of effectively disclosing information that he acquired during his duties as a prosecutor. And what Zuma says is that he disclosed this information without the NDPP's permission. The first refers to what Zuma says was Downer's sanctioning of advocate Andrew Breitenbach, who gave Karen Maughan these documents. And the second one actually dates all the way back to 2008. And it relates to those discussions that have been quite widely publicized between Downer and investigative journalist Sam Saul. So in the case of Maughan, meanwhile, he's also accused her of breaching the NPA Act and of disclosing the contents of a document that's in the possession of the NPA without the NDPP's permission. So in response to those accusations, Downer calls this an abuse of the court process. He says Zuma has an ulterior purpose to discredit him as the prosecutor. He talks about this just being an extension of Zuma's Stalingrad tactic. And he says that the charges are unfounded. He says he didn't disclose any information about Zuma to Sam Saul. He says he was duly authorized to disclose that information under the NPA's media policy at the time. He says that Zuma doesn't have standing to bring the case because he doesn't have a substantial and peculiar interest, which is a requirement with a private prosecution. And then when we talk about the instance with Karen Maughan, what he says is that the letter, and this is also, we've spoken about this at length, the letter was filed with court. It was a public document, and that he didn't sanction the release of the letter. Then when it comes to Karen's opposition to this, she says that she's called this an attack on media freedom, and that she said that Zuma is basically trying to intimidate her. Mm. Again, she just says that she argues that at the time, she argued Zuma didn't have a nolle prosequi. We know that he then went back to the NPA and asked for a second nolle prosequi, which kind of, in theory, covers anyone attached to the case. So that potentially has been addressed now, but we'll see next week. So that's basically her submissions.
Bernadette, thank you for wrapping that all up for us. Bernadette Wicks, EWN reporter, having a look at that private prosecution against the prosecutor Billy Downer and the journalist Karen Maughan.